You are listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
These are my people. These are the ones who will reach for the stars. These are my people. By the light of the earth, you can tell they are ours. A new step to take, and a new day will break for this my land. Yes, these are my people. These are my people.
All right, welcome to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings. Matt Hines, coach, are you there?
We're here.
Well, coach, it's been a while. Seems like weeks.
Yes, it's been a while.
Well, you had some family emergencies, and we got caught up in the Super Bowl, so...
Yeah.
And unfortunately for you guys, the season ended last Tuesday. So why don't we just kind of recap maybe the last couple games leading into the sectional, and then talk about the sectional a little bit. Then we'll kind of let you give us a couple of players that are on your radar that need to get some well-deserved attention.
Okay.
So,
well,
it's you have the floor, if you will.
I'll go back a couple games before our sectional. So we played Fort Wayne Southside, we had come off of those two games and where we didn't score a lot of points, but found a way to win in Belmont and Concordia back to back, and then we went into the next Tuesday against Fort Wayne Southside. And I think that's kind of where we left off the last time. But so we played Southside. You know, this is a team that, you know, last summer, and I know summers don't always mean everything, but we had trouble just scoring the ball, period, on them. Their pressure really ate us up in the summer. And, that was a game that we started off, kind of back and forth, and last Tuesday it was a 5-point game at one point in the fourth quarter, and they ended up beating us 49-39. Now what was really neat for our kids is that we kind of saw how we had progressed throughout the summer. You know, at the beginning of the year, full court pressure was something that we struggled against, and we didn't struggle with that at all. It was more in the half court, and some things that we didn't do was we didn't rebound the ball very well, and we had too many turnovers. So those two areas specifically were areas that we felt looking forward we could really focus on for our sectional game, seeing how we drew them, which would, you know, in hindsight, that we would be a week later, play them again, the sectional at the same time on their home court again. So we're not obviously satisfied with the loss as expected, but at the same time, we felt like we took some good things away from that game. But in the middle of those two games, you have senior night and we have DeKalb. DeKalb had struggled in conference play and struggled overall. And, we've been telling our kids all year, you know, we are never out of any game. But at the same time, we're never guaranteed anything. And so some people, you know, like to see a team's record and say, well, this won't be any problem. And it was just, Gary, I'll be honest, we watched film more than once, and it was hard to put your finger on it, but DeKalb came away and beat us on senior night. Credit to them. They had the right game plan that night and had enough to beat us. And we just really struggled shooting the ball down the stretch. And that was one of those games we took 20 more shots than they did. We only had 8 turnovers. We didn't give up a lot of offensive rebounds. But they found a way to beat us 30-28. And that was on senior night, that was a tough pill to swallow. And that's, you know, that's nothing against Cal, but, you know, for our kids, it was one of those things that on senior night, you went on your seniors by winning, and we didn't get that done. So everybody was pretty upset about that one. Looking ahead, after that, we had a really, really good practice, maybe one of our best practices all year on that Saturday. So I was really pumped at how our kids kind of bounced back after that loss, after a tough loss in the game that we feel that, you know, maybe we should have had that one. And they had a great practice, and I felt pretty good going into the Southside game because we had played them a week earlier. And so we went, had 2 good practices to prep for Southside.
Let me just interrupt real quick.
Sure.
You had a couple of disappointing losses heading into sectionals. Were you concerned at all that would carry over into the sectional game?
You know, I was, especially the DeKalb game. The Southside game was a game that you didn't know how it was going to play out. But we were competitive enough, you know, we were within striking distance, you know, a couple possessions away in the fourth quarter. I knew that if we tweaked a couple things, we could be right there. That one, you know, you're disappointed you didn't win. But at the same time, you're kind of thinking, okay, we know what we need to do to beat them now, you know. And so, but then you go into the DeKalb game. And you know, to be honest with you, we just feel like, I mean, a lot of it, we just didn't shoot the ball well at all. I think we shot 22% or something, just really, and had open looks, just could not score the basketball for whatever reason. And that was a really frustrating game. And you know, going into practice, I thought, man, I don't know how this is going to be. We may have lost all of our confidence and all of our mojo going into the sectional. You know, that's not a game you want to end with in the regular season. But to our kids' credit, they bounced back. You know, our word all year was believe, and you got to believe in yourself and in what you're doing when things are going well, and you have to do it when things aren't going well. You know, and that's life. You can't just believe in yourself or in what you're doing or your team that you're playing with when things are going well. You got to believe all the time. So I thought our kids did a great job of kind of flipping the switch and getting back on track in that Saturday practice. And I thought there was a lot of belief going into that Southside game for sectionals on Tuesday.
So you were going in there with a little bit of confidence, even though you had the couple losses.
Yeah, I felt that way, and I think our kids felt that way. They were really pumped up and ready to go, and you know, this has been a fun group, an exciting group to coach, very coachable, even when things aren't going well. A couple times throughout the season, they have found ways to come back and battle back and find themselves, and that's pretty good. I mean, they're, you know, we're not inexperienced, but we are young, you know, and for kids to be able to do that when they're young, that's a really cool thing, that they can kind of bounce back like they do. So we went to go ahead.
You enter the sectional game, sectionals, mm-hmm. You know, that's usually a little bit more, adrenaline going there. You usually have bigger crowds. You know, it's a different atmosphere typically than just a regular game. So, how'd your team respond and walk us through the sectional game?
Okay. Well, we start off and you're right. I mean, atmosphere was bigger, bigger crowd, louder, and you were on Southside's home floor. They were here. So the score at the end of the first quarter, Gary, 2-2. So I'm feeling like, hey,
2-2. We're right there. We missed a lot of opportunities early. I thought our half-court defense the whole game, with the exception of a few possessions, was really pretty good. Again, they tried giving us some full-court pressure. That didn't lead to any baskets in their favor. Thought we did a good job with that. But in the half court, we tried to thread the needle a little too much on some backdoor passes. You know, they're going to really get out and pressure. Their athleticism, for us overall was probably, I wouldn't say more than we could handle, but that night it looked like it. We just were trying to make some passes, and they were just leading ourselves a little too much, and we had too many turnovers once again, and offensive rebounds were a little bit better. We blocked out a little better, but it still wasn't quite good enough. And it was competitive. It was a 1-point game at the end of the first or end of the halftime in their favor. We were down 5 at the start of the fourth quarter, and they went 4 corners and made us come out and guard them. And when we spread out our defense like that, and one thing that makes us good is we really pack in our defense and try to take away the lane. And when they spread us out like that, it's really hard to guard them as athletic as they were. So, kudos to them. They had a great game plan, but we just couldn't quite get there. So, 7 or 8 point game most of the fourth quarter, I think, after fouling and trying to press them, which is not in our favor, ended up being 14, I believe. So,
end the season off with a loss in the sectionals. Why don't you just give us your thoughts on the season? Your first year head coach, okay, at Huntington North, yeah, of the girls basketball team. Just give us some thoughts on the season.
Well, first of all, I would just say, the first thing that comes to my mind on the season was just what an honor it was to coach these kids. Never again will this team be formed together. We got a lot of kids returning, but we have 2 seniors that are leaving. So every year your team is completely different, whether kids leave or whether they don't. Every year it's different. And so what an honor it was. Great kids, phenomenal kids, very trusting kids. They all bought in to what we were doing. And that was a big reason why we had a little bit of success this year. To be totally honest, I thought if we had a really good year, I thought maybe we could, win X amount of ball games or whatever, but I did not. I think our kids really surprised me. To me, they went beyond what I thought we would do in year one. Every coach kind of has an idea of what they think could go, to one spectrum or the other. But you don't put limitations on your kids either. And I think that's why we were able to, kind of exceed those maybe expectations I had in the back of my mind of the way it could go if it went really well. Some disappointing losses. I think, we feel like we left maybe 3 wins out there somewhere, but at the same time, we probably got a couple that maybe we weren't expected to get. So, our theme at the beginning of the year, Gary, was champions under construction. And then we had our word that we used was believe. We wanted to believe all the time. These kids ended up with a championship in the Warsaw tournament. And, I know it's just a 4 team tournament, but that's important. That's important in year one to come away with some hardware. And these kids can always say that they're champions. They've always been champions off the court. They make great decisions. They're great kids, high character kids, great in the classroom. But at the same time, it's nice to have that championship status when you can say, hey, I walked away. We got a trophy, JV and varsity both this year. And that was really cool. So they can definitely call themselves champions. We're not sectional champions yet. We're not conference champions yet. Those are things we'll shoot for in the future. But, we did walk away champions.
All right. Well, Coach, why don't you take a minute? You want to recognize a couple of your seniors as this is our last show for the season, and we'll pick things up again next fall. But okay. You wanted to just mention a couple of your seniors here.
Yeah. I think, we had done the Player of the Week each time we talked and done the show. And this week, I just wanted to recognize both Meg McDonald and Bailey Double and just talk about them for a minute. Both of those kids do so much that do not get noticed. You talk about leadership, whether it's vocally or by example. Those are two girls that are not going to come out and get in your face and tell you what you ought to be doing. They're leaders by example, but they will say things very encouraging. In the locker room, their presence, people just know that, these two kids are high character kids and leaders, and that's what we want our program to be about, they do so many things, both played in each half of every game. I mean, both in the regular rotation. Very instrumental part, did they, score the most points or have the most rebounds? No. But there's so many things, intangible things that maybe they don't get credit for. And I wanted to recognize them tonight. They just did a phenomenal job all year long with, just their leadership, their presence. They came to practice every day and, good moods. I mean, sometimes players just aren't in good moods or have a bad practice. And these two came ready and willing to do whatever the team needed every single day. And, whether they started or not didn't affect them. They just came out and they did their job. And what great kids. They're really going to be missed. I mean, we got a lot coming back, but those two are going to be missed. And when you get people that are willing to do whatever it takes and sacrifice me for we, then you get a little bit of success. And I think that's a big reason. Those two are a big reason why we had some success this year.
All right, Coach. Well, I want to thank you for being a sport this season. I want to congratulate you on finishing your first year. It sounds like it was a successful year in your mind, so congratulations there. Anything you want to leave the audience with as we sign off until next fall?
Well, I just say keep believing in the Lady Vikings program. I think we're on to some great things at our lower levels all the way up through high school. We had a freshman team that finished 8-4 this season, and our JV finished 12-6, and our varsity was 15-8. And that's just, at the high school level. So keep believing. Stay tuned and expect great things.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck, and we'll talk again next fall.
All right. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. You're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.